The assigned lectionary gospel reading for this Sunday are the first 10 verses of the 15th chapter of Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, after having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Every time I hear the story of the woman diligently searching after a lost coin, I'm reminded of my mother. Major difference, however, is that it wasn't so much her searching after something that she lost, but rather her searching after something that my dad or one of us four kids misplaced. And after the obligatory, "Where did you have it last?" she with great patience often dropped whatever she was doing and helped us look. She was a great finder. Now, one of the hardest parts of being single and living alone is not having anyone else around to help us search out what we have misplaced. Because of that fact, perhaps we single folks experience even greater joy when what was lost is eventually found. Well, experiencing joy in finding that which has been lost is the theme of the two parables that we heard from today's gospel reading from Luke 15. And the lectionary reading stops at verse 10, but if you read to the end of the chapter, you'll find that these two parables are immediately followed by the very well-known parable of the prodigal son, another example of being lost and found. So perhaps the most common interpretation of all three of these parables, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and what many now call the lost sons, is that God never fails to seek and restore those who are lost. And when we're honest with ourselves at one level or another, are we not all at times lost and in need of being found? Which one of you, Jesus asks, would not leave the 99 sheep and go after the one that is lost? Well, truth be told, why would anyone leave the 99 in possible and most likely danger just to search for the one that is lost? Well, we learn that God does not work this way. For the lost get preferential treatment in the eyes of God. God does not write off those that most of us would deem at best unworthy or at worst unredeemable. This is a story, therefore, of radical grace. And as with all parables, however, we may need to look for something deeper. For if we aren't particularly shocked by anything, then we have probably missed an element of Jesus' original point. For it's not hard to understand that God is joyful when a sinner repents, which, by the way, simply means to have a change of heart and mind and a turning away from harmful behaviors and attitudes. Repentance simply means turning back towards the ways of God. But you know, it's more than that. Perhaps the most shocking thing we learn from these particular parables is that God invites the rest of us to join the celebration, to be merciful and accepting as God is merciful and accepting. You know, we tend to overlook the end of each of these parables. After the shepherd leaves 99 of his 100 sheep in the wilderness in order to search for the one that is lost, we are told, when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. Well, that's not a surprise, but it doesn't end there. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that has been lost. Well, so too, when the woman, yes, a feminine image for God, finds one of her 10 lost coins, we're told, she calls together her neighbors and friends, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. Both of these parables end, however, without us knowing whether the friends and neighbors of the shepherd and the woman rejoice with them or not. Often, the point of a parable is the unanswered question that the hearers are left to answer for themselves. Therefore, we are left to ponder, would you, would I rejoice with the shepherd or the woman over finding and restoring that which was lost? Well, why is it so important whether we rejoice or not? One biblical commentator explains it this way. I think this is a very important question for churches today. More than one congregation member has not rejoiced over the influx of new members in the congregation. The non-rejoicing criticism seems especially prevalent when the found are somehow different from the mainstream members. You know, perhaps this is one of the major problems in declining mainline Protestant churches today. The inability to accept those who aren't considered mainstream, or in other words, just like themselves. The all too common question being pondered is, are they enough like us so that we don't have to change or be uncomfortable in any way? In case we think otherwise, these parables are indeed a rebuke of religious insiders, and by application in Luke's day, to the church itself. In context, we learn in verses 1 and 2 that Jesus is keeping questionable company, for he associates and eats with the ungodly persons. But the scripture uses the phrase the tax collectors and sinners, and yet these undesirables have come to listen to Jesus. But on the other hand, by contrast, we learn that the Pharisees and the scribes, the good religious folks, are the ones doing the grumbling and complaining. They are not happy with the company that Jesus keeps. So it is to these good religious folks, and yes, therefore to folks like us, that Jesus told these parables about the invitation to rejoice with those who have been found. For it was the insiders who were the ones offended by the mercy and inclusive nature of the God that Jesus was teaching them about. Jesus therefore challenges us to consider what it means to be an open and caring community. A very important theme for us here at College Hill. And what boundaries, if any, our community has. Biblical commentator Helen Montgomery DeBevoise writes, Jesus understands that those on the fringe of the community are integral to what the community in all of its fullness should be. Until they return, the community is incomplete. These parables then are about a hospitality that seeks to forgive and restore. When one in our community goes missing, we're all affected. When one is restored, we are all better for it. That is how it is in the household of God. Well, I have often felt that way when some of our once regular church attenders become inactive. What is our role in restoring them to the life and ministry of this community of faith? Now, our congregational care ministry team focuses on this, yes. Yet ultimately, all of us could probably play a more active role in reaching out to those who have been away. And there's something else of great importance that we learn from these parables. What is often missed about Jesus' ministry, and therefore about the loving and inclusive nature and character of God, is that Jesus already valued others as people of value and worth before there was any repentance. In other words, Jesus was not calling people to repentance in order to make them people of value and worth and worthy of love, but rather because they were already people that were valued and loved and accepted by God. This love is also very challenging, because Jesus was also inviting them and us as valued people to become part of the present and future vision of the realm and kingdom of God in our midst. So today's parables illustrate that God celebrates the recovery of every person. Like a shepherd might celebrate the recovery of a lost sheep, or a woman the recovery of a lost coin. God's nature is love. And this love looks like one who goes out and searches tirelessly until what was lost is now found. For no one is outside of the care, and certainly not the reach of God. So when you find yourself in the lost category, allow yourself to be found by God, a God who never stops seeking that which has gone astray. And when you find yourself in the found category, then I encourage you to join in the celebration of others who are found. And in order to join in the celebration, however, we must also share God's mercy and acceptance of others. You know what? God is always throwing a party. And we are all invited to the celebration. Yet the question remains whether or not we will join in the rejoicing. And I hope we will. Amen.